Shalom, everyone, and welcome to today's CBH podcast with Amita Colon. We invite you to subscribe so you can get the latest episodes. Let's pray. Abba, Father, we pray that today's teaching is a blessing to all who are listening in Yeshua's name. Amen. And here's Amita.
Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Today we're going to talk about strategies to take against falling for false teachers or prophets. Deception is a big problem in society. Deception is believing and being convinced that a lie is a truth by questioning the true word of Elohim and going against him. By being convinced with a false perception that Elohim is a liar. Why do people question the truth? Because of rebellion and sin. What is the root of rebellion and sin? It is witchcraft, disobedience, lack of belief, and emotions of things that you think are lacking in your life, but are false emotions. The enemy uses emotions that people believe are lacking in their life to arise the feelings of elevation, such as self-satisfaction, self-grandiose, self-righteousness, a feeling to want to be your own God, being in charge of your own destiny, pride, ego, self-importance, self-glorification, a desire to overpass the wisdom of Elohim, self-confidence and superiority. The enemy also uses the emotions of a person receiving constant praise, adoration, and admiration from others, which puffs up and gives a person an image of being more than others and more than Elohim. The action of a person calling other people names, which describes their own behavior. For example, Satan calling Elohim a liar. So how to spot a liar? The scriptures tells us in 1 John 2, 22-23 that a liar is someone who denies that Yeshua is the Messiah. Anyone who denies the Son, Yeshua, do not have the Father. So what are some strategies to take against falling for false teachers? Number one. Stay away from ungodly people that follow their godless passions and visions, despising godly authority. Jude 1, 8 and 17. Another strategy is in Jude 1, 21. Thus keep yourselves in God's love, as you wait for our Lord Yeshua the Messiah to give you the mercy that leads to eternal life. Number three, don't fall for other people's theories, traditions, suppositions, and thoughts concerning the scriptures, but get the facts from Elohim. Jude 1:4. Number four, don't fall for your own theories, beliefs, and desires. Don't reject the word of Elohim by searching for other teachers that fuel your assumptions of things. 1 Timothy 4, 3-4. Another strategy against falling for false teachers is to be alert. Fellowship with others and other believers, self-examination of your own behaviors, repentance, pray all the time. Ask Elohim for discernment, wisdom, and understanding. and continue to have faith. Jude 1:20. Number 6, stay connected to Elohim by reading and studying His Word, clinging to Him, being obedient, doing what He says, and trusting. 1 John 2:24. Yeshua said in John 8:31-32, if you obey what I say, then you are really my Talmidim. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Abba Father, thank you for your words. Thank you for your counsel. In the name of Yeshua the Messiah. Amen. Shalom! And may the Lord bless you.